Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. So, how much power does the tongue really have? Well, the tongue is what gives you the ability to taste different types of food. That seems like a lot of power, right? Well, today, we are going to find out what happens when a chief tells a servant to go to the market. It doesn't seem like anything unusual will happen, right? You will find out. Well, today's lesson is called The Story of the Tongue. The Story of the Tongue. And here is the question I have for you. What kind of meat did the servant bring back? What kind of meat did the servant bring back? Friends, try to answer this question as we go through today's lesson. And what are we waiting for? Let's begin talking about the tongue right there. So come on, the tongue.
The story of the tongue. The tongue has great power. Once a chief in a small village in Ghana told a servant to go to the market. "Bring me the best piece of meat that is sold in the market," said the chief. The servant obeyed instantly and ran to the market. The chief was surprised when the servant came back with the tongue of a large cow. It had just been butchered. It did not look like it would be good to eat.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 instantly 这个副词。 Instantly 是指即刻或马上。例如 The patient was instantly taken to the OR after he fell from the stairs. 这位病人跌落楼梯之后，就立刻被送到开刀房。或者是 Once the little girl was put into her bed, she fell asleep instantly. 这个小娃娃一放到床上，立刻就睡着了。 它的形容词是去掉字尾的ly 变成 instant， 意思是快速的或及时的。例如 ，The album received instant success after being released， 这张专辑一发行就获得成功。继续我们看的是 butcher 这个动词 ，butcher 是指屠宰或者是做肉类的去皮切块等处理。例如 ，Every fall the people of the village butcher a pig to celebrate their harvest。 每年秋天，这个村庄的居民都会宰一头猪来庆祝丰收，或者是 the hunter butchered his game and shared it with his friends. 这个猎人把打来的猎物杀好处理好，并且分给他的朋友。Butcher也指肉贩或者是屠夫。例如 the butcher on Second Street sells the best steaks in town. 第二街上的肉贩卖的牛排是镇上品质最好的。
Fun. The story of the tongue.
Dave, speaking of the tongue, what comes to your mind when you hear the word tongue?
Yeah, well, it's kind of an interesting body part. Of course, we use our tongues when we're speaking and when we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing that comes to my mind is how it's kind of a strange word. Because if you think about it, it's spelled in kind of a strange way, right? It seems like it should be spelled T-U-N-G, but it's spelled T-O-N-G-U-E.
Mm.
It seems like it should be pronounced tongue-y.
Mm. Yes.
Tongue-y.
Tongue is a very special word, very interesting word, as are many English words. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind when I hear the word tongue, and this might gross you out, but it reminds me of a story that I once read about this man, and he was in this really cold area. It was snowing, and he decided to lick a pole,
oh.
A frozen pole, and then his tongue got stuck on the pole.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, it's actually a bad idea. Don't do that.
That happened in the movie Dumb and Dumber. That's pretty funny.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah. He licks the freezing pole, and his tongue gets stuck to the pole. Okay, friends, don't do that.
Yes. Well, anyway, we are talking about the story of the tongue. So what comes to your mind when you hear the word tongue? Once a chief in a small village in Ghana told a servant to go to the market, bring me the best piece of meat that is sold in the market, said the chief. The best piece of meat. So, what would that be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess there are many different kinds of meat in the market, right? You've got beef, chicken, pork, and I guess you even have the tongue that comes from a cow. But speaking of the best pieces of meat, when it comes to a cow, mm-hmm. or beef or steak, sometimes we use different words to describe the quality of that meat. So for example, if it's really, really good, we would call it prime meat. And this is just the way that the meat is, the way that the fat mixes with the meat. It's called marbling. That's prime meat. But here you see this other word, choice meat. Rebecca, what is the difference between choice meat and prime meat?
Well, choice meat is also a very high quality beef. Very, very, very high quality. As a matter of fact, I actually think it's the second highest quality mm-hmm. beef. So we have, like, you know, the choice meat, and then prime meat is apparently higher quality than choice meat.
Right. So prime meat is the best. Okay. It's the top. It talks about, describes the tenderness and the flavor. Okay. So it's, if it's really tender, it's the best. That's prime meat. And if the flavor is at its best, that is the prime meat. The second best is choice meat. There's another word for the other kinds below choice, that is select meat. However, here we're talking about the best piece of meat that is sold in the market. And what is that? Well, we read on here, the servant obeyed instantly and ran to the market. And why was the chief surprised mm-hmm. here?
Well, the chief was surprised when the servant came back with the tongue of a large cow. I'm sure that the chief was not expecting cow tongue. It had just been butchered. It did not look like it would be good to eat. So before we continue talking about this cow tongue, we actually want to talk about different types of steak. Gabe, do you like steak?
Oh my goodness, yes. Okay, because this lesson is kind of about cow tongues, it reminded us of other parts of steak, different kinds of steak, because I know a lot of people love to eat steak. Do you like fillets, Rebecca?
Ooh, I do like fillet. Mm-hmm. I will be honest, I'm not the biggest steak person, but if the meat is very tender like a fillet, mm-hmm. then it's good. What about the sirloin?
Yes, sirloin steak is also very nice. I also think about the New York strip, or actually a T-bone steak. Yeah, T-bone, otherwise known as a porterhouse. Okay, so we've got a T-bone steak, and we have a picture of that real soon. And a porterhouse is a kind of T-bone. It's actually a really big T-bone. It's got more fillet. It's just got more meat, okay? So friends, the next time you go and order some steak, now you know some English words to use.
Well, right now it's time for us to learn something in the
InfoCloud. We were just like an InfoCloud just now.
Hello, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. My name is Carolyn.
And I'm Ken. Hey, Carolyn, do you like to eat brunch?
Yes, I do. Why do you ask?
I ask because brunch is a special type of word I wanted to discuss today. Brunch is a portmanteau.
Ken, that sounds like a French word, not an English word.
Well, that's because it is a French word. Actually, the word portmanteau is the combination of two French words, but it's not a blending of the sounds.
Ah, so portmanteau isn't a portmanteau. But before we get into that, we should probably explain what a portmanteau is. A portmanteau, also pronounced portmanteau, is a word that is created by combining the meanings and blending the sounds of two different words to make a new word.
Right, like the word brunch. It's a combination of breakfast and lunch. Or the word podcast. It's a combination of iPod and broadcast. But what about the word portmanteau itself?
Well, portmanteau is made of two French words, port and manteau. Port means to carry, and manteau means mantle or cloak.
So another definition for portmanteau in English is a large case used for carrying clothes. This type of case is usually leather and opens on a hinge into two compartments.
But thanks to Lewis Carroll and his story Through the Looking Glass, portmanteau has come to mean a new word that is formed by combining and blending the sounds of two other words, like the portmanteau he created, chortle, the combination of chuckle and snort.
我们接下来看一种英文字叫做 portmanteau, 就是混合词，也就是把两个单字切短以后呢，再拼凑起来组成一个有趣而且有意义的字。像 brunch, 早午餐就是 breakfast 跟 lunch 组成的 portmanteau。smog, 空气污染就是 smoke 跟 fog 所组成的。portmanteau 还有另一个意思，就是传统的大型的行李箱。那为什么一个表示行李箱的字会演变成混合词呢？原来19世纪的英国作家 Lewis Carroll 在他的小说《爱丽丝镜中奇遇》就讲到一个 portmanteau 旅行皮箱，当你把两个字塞进这个皮箱后，就产生一个新的字。 Carroll 常常在他的作品中使用这些自创的词，带出幽默的效果。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。 A classic
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I love beef, hamburgers, and tacos, and even steak can be pretty good if it's cooked just right. But cow tongue? Have you ever had an interest in eating cow tongue? Yeah, I haven't either. Well, anyway, in today's lesson, we are learning about this servant who was sent to the market to bring back the best meat. What did he bring back? Cow tongue. Now, are they going to eat this cow tongue? Let's find out now.
The story of the tongue.Yet, when prepared by the cooks, the chief was impressed. The meat was truly delicious. It was tender and savory and quite pleasing to eat. The chief called the servant to him again. The tongue was truly wonderful. Now go to the market again and bring me the worst piece of meat that is sold in the market. The servant obeyed once again. He dashed right to the market.Soon he came back carrying a piece of meat that looked like the first.
Next, we're going to look at savory. This 形容词 savory 是指美味可口的。例如 the restaurant's food is savory but pricey. 这家餐厅的食物很美味，但是很昂贵。或者是 the savory stew took mom hours to make. 这个美味的炖菜花了妈妈好几个小时来准备。Savory 也指咸的。例如 the bakery sells both sweet and savory pies. 这家糕饼店卖甜派也卖咸派。它的名词和动词都是去掉字尾的 y 变成 savor。例如 not all people enjoy the savor of herbs. 不是所有人都喜欢香料的香味。所以我们看的是 dash 这个动词 dash 是指猛冲或急奔例如 Frank dashed home right after the meeting because his child was sick Frank 会一结束就赶回家因为他的孩子生病了 dash 也是一个不及物动词所以要注意后面如果要加受词的话要加介系词例如 the boy suddenly dashed out of the classroom and disappeared 这个男孩突然冲出了教室然后就消失了踪影或者是 the ship lost control and dashed upon the dock. 这艘船失去控制冲上了码头。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. All right, so earlier we were learning about how the chief was surprised that the servant brought back a cow's tongue. The cow was just butchered. The chief was thinking, how is this the best piece of meat in the market? Well, we read here, yet when prepared by the cooks, the chief was impressed. That means he was very happy about this.
Indeed, the meat was truly delicious. Now, before we continue, let's talk about this little word you see right here, truly. Now, we use this word when we want to emphasize that what we are saying is actually true.
So, for example, it was a truly wonderful trip, or, ooh, that cheese is truly stinky. It is a stinky cheese.
Those are some great examples. But, of course, we're talking about this meat and how it was truly delicious. It was tender and savory and quite pleasing to eat. Sounds amazing. Well, of course, we read next that the chief called the servant to him again and tells him to go back to the market and bring the worst meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we read, the servant obeyed once again. And then what happens?
Okay, let's go to the last sentence. He came back carrying a piece of meat that looked like the first. We could say it was identical to the first. It was another tongue.
Exactly. So it looked exactly the same. This reminds me of some pencils. I have 3 identical pencils. I can't tell them apart. They look the same.
Well, this reminds me of the twins, Christina and Serena. We're going to see them a little bit later. But for now, it is time for the SC Challenge.
Hey, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And today, joining us for the SC Challenge is Luke. Luke, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Well, I saw you studying today's lesson. Are you ready to answer some questions about the lesson?
I'll try.
Okay. Well, today's lesson is called The Story of the Tongue, and I have 3 questions that I'm going to be asking Luke about the lesson. So let's see how well he knows the story of the tongue.
Okay.
And of course, friends, make sure you try to answer the questions as well. First question, which of the following has great power according to the lesson? A, the tongue. B, horses. C, the mind. Or D, books.
Well, because this lesson is talking about the tongue, that's my guess.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Woo-hoo.
The tongue has great power according to the lesson.
Right.
Number 2. So you have 1 point, Luke. What kind of meat did the servant bring back? There's a servant in our lesson, and he brought back a type of meat. A, fish eggs. B, pork knuckle. C, chicken legs. Or D, cow tongue.
I'm going to guess cow tongue.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. Good job. Cow tongue is correct. And our last question. Let's see if you can get 3 correct. What was the servant asked to bring back the second time? A, the best meat. B, the worst meat. C, the spiciest meat. Or D, the saltiest meat. Yes?
I'm going to go with the best meat.
A, the best meat. That is incorrect.
Aww.
The actual answer is B, the worst meat. The servant was asked to bring the worst meat back. Well, good job, Luke. You got 2 out of 3. Not bad.
Hey, thanks.
What do you think of the tongue?
Well, I agree with the title of the lesson that it's a powerful thing because words, well, it can be used to edify people, and it can also be used to hurt people.
That's right.
So you have to be really careful about what you say and try your best to encourage other people.
And that is an excellent reminder. Thank you, Luke. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and I hope you got your answers correct as well. So we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Twin Time. I'm Serena.
And I'm Christina.
Now that you are finished with today's lesson, let's review. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word. The words are impress, tender, instantly, and dash. Are you ready to play? Great. The first sentence is, thanks to technology, we can now communicate with people all around the world. Do you know the answer to this one, Christina?
I do, and I think our friends do too.
Thanks to technology, we can now communicate instantly with people all around the world. Instantly means to do something right away without waiting or thinking.
Right, to do something immediately.
All right, let's move on. I like my steak crispy on the outside and juicy and on the inside. What could the answer be? Good job! I like my steak crispy on the outside and juicy and tender on the inside. If a steak is tender, it's soft and moist. How do you like your steak?
Well, all this talk about steak is making me very hungry. How about we move on to our last sentence before my stomach starts growling? Here we go. The little girl out of the door and jumped into the car. Do you know this one? Excellent. The little girl dashed out of the door and jumped into the car.
Dash means to move quickly. And I think it's time for us to dash out of here because Christina is getting very hungry. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you again on
Twin Time.
Thank you so much, ladies. Okay. By the way, they are identical twins.
Identical twins. They look exactly the same.
Yeah, and in our story, the servant brought back a tongue that looks identical to the first one. The best piece of meat is the same as the worst piece of meat. How would you feel if you were the chief?
I think I would feel confused. Yeah. I wouldn't understand why the worst meat and the best meat look identical. Well, friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue talking about the tongue. So see you then on
Video Classroom.